This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Meanwhile, in the Geeks Out studio, a new superhero trailer has dropped.
Blogosphere is all over it. We need to get a review out, and fast!
This looks like a job for Geeks Out.
Geeks Out!
Geeks Out on Joy 94.9.
On the 31st of March, it is Transgender Day of Visibility, where, generally speaking, our trans people head out into the world to say, look at me! But that may not be as possible this time. Miranda, I'm going to throw to you for this one.
I really want to just start off by saying that visibility is a bit of a mixed blessing for trans folks. There are some of us who don't want to stand out for reasons of survival, and often being visible is a privilege. But, you know, for someone like me who does have that privilege, it's pretty awesome to be able to, you know, stamp your foot and say, this is who I am. I live in a world without shame. Woohoo. That's really, really great. And that's, you know, why I reckon Trans Day of Visibility is a really important thing. And it's great as well, being trans and a geek. We're going to be actually replaying an interview with Kevin McCarthy, the director of the documentary Trans Geek, in just a few minutes. And I reckon there's a lot of bleed over between the two, being trans and a geek. Kind of, it's sort of, you know, one informs the other sometimes. Like, I definitely, I think, you know, one being socially outsided as a trans person kind of leads you to, you know, take up some alternative hobbies, and often geek stuff is very, very welcoming, whether it's tabletop gaming, whether it's comic books. I've very rarely received any sort of pushback to my identity in these places before Twitter rolled around. That's probably the big thing. But kind of wish it was under better circumstances this year, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, like, this year is going to be slightly less visible in terms of out in public, but I think there's probably lots of ways that trans people can still make themselves visible. Any ideas?
I'm just going to have a live feed, maybe, of me playing Animal Crossing with my also trans partner in the living room.
Nice. Robin?
Yeah, I was thinking of probably doing the same thing, because Animal Crossing is one of many video games these days where you don't have to pick your gender at the start, which is super comforting and welcoming for trans and gender non-conforming people. It simply asks you to pick your style. All haircuts, clothing, every piece of makeup in the game is... you're able to put it on whatever character you want, whereas video games in the past tended to be a bit more restrictive about only men could wear men's clothing and so on.
I mean, it's really, really cool that we're seeing more trans visibility and, you know, even just trans options in games and media now. There's a whole slew of comic books in which there are some really awesome trans characters. Saga from Image Comics, The Wicked and the Divine, Trees has some great trans visibility in there as well. Even though they're kind of a joke, we kind of see Snowflake in the new Warriors from Marvel coming up.
Yeah,
but, you know, the more pushback there is to that, the more I kind of want to give them a chance, because I'm like, forget you, Comicsgate. But on Animal Crossing, I want to say that I kind of headcanon Mabel, the blue hedgehog, as Sonic the Hedgehog finding herself and opening up a clothes shop after finishing the fight with Robotnik. So how's that for trans geekery?
I was just going to say, movies still have quite a lot of catching up to do, but that's because the people behind the scenes of movies tend to be rich white people. But yeah, video games and comics are definitely making headway, because it's a lot easier for trans people to work on video games and comics. I know there are a ton of trans developers of video games in particular, so there's a lot of representation in video games that I've noticed at the moment.
It's just funny because they told us, you know, like, no, you don't get to make trans characters out of existing characters, go make your own. And then we made our own, and then they started complaining about that as well.
Yeah.
It's I also want to shout out quickly to a comic book for kids called Lumberjanes, which actually has a trans character in it as well. So that representation is actually getting crossed to kids as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course, kids are always... I'm very focused on kids knowing all this stuff because, you know, I've got trans kids at my school, so...
And we've also got Steven Universe as far as children's television goes, which is wrapping up and couldn't ask for better queer representation in kids' TVs at the moment.
And there's a lot of great trans-themed kids' books as well. Like, we've got local author, Australian author Joe Hurst as well, has written a few gender-themed kids' books as well.
Gender Fairy?
Yep, which are great for your young ones as well. I recommend it to everybody.
Also, Introducing Teddy by Jess... can't think of her last name off the top of my head. I've interviewed her a couple of times on Stand Up Straight, and she just writes because her dad is a trans woman, so...
It's a bit of a golden age, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Even with all the pushback, there's, you know, still a lot of great stuff that's coming out.
All right. We're pretty much running out of time because we're going to play this interview with Kevin McCarthy, who made the film Trans Geek. I interviewed him when the film was coming to the... was it the International Trans Film Festival? Is that what it was called? Can you remember?
Something
to that effect. All right, so Tamsin...
Tildy, that's what it was.
Oh, yes, Tildy. Nice. Tamsin.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Miranda, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Robin, goodbye.
Ciao.
Coming up after this interview is Homophonics. I also want to say a quick shout-out to Outtakes, who we didn't say thank you to at the beginning of the show. You've been listening to Geeks Out on Joy 94.9. Stick around for our interview, and then I Think You're Alone Now by Tiffany. On the line, we have Kevin McCarthy, who is the filmmaker for Trans Geeks, which is playing at the Tilde Film Festival. Kevin, can you hear us?
Yes, I can, loud and clear.
Awesome. We are just going to pump you up a little bit. All right. So, Kevin, what can we expect from Trans Geeks?
Trans Geek is a documentary film, feature-length documentary film, that we deal with the intersection of gender identity and geek culture. And it's an interview film. We talk to a wide variety of people in gaming and the tech industry and ask them how their lives are affected by their gender identity.
All right. It's just Trans Geek, is it?
Yes.
Yes, I apologize for that. I got carried away and added an S on the end.
No worries.
Cool. So how did the film come about?
The film came about 10 years ago. I'm not a full-time filmmaker. My day job is in IT. And back about 10 years ago, I noticed that there were a large number of trans women involved in the software development community, which is a observation that I just filed away in the back of my head. Shortly after that, I became very good friends with Sayer Johnson, who would eventually become my co-producer on the film. Sayer invited me out for a camping holiday, and in the process of getting to know each other a little bit better, I mentioned this observation to him, and he said, "That's interesting. That was in line with observations that he had made in the trans community." And he suggested that perhaps this is something that somebody should do something with. It didn't seem to me at the time that it was really my job to do something like that, being a cisgender, heterosexual, white man. But Sayer said, "That may be true, but nobody is doing it, and I will make some introductions for you, and I will give you dope slap if you do anything particularly stupid."
As always, I could. Yeah, I'm going to make sure that you don't do anything dumb, but I'm going to help you make it anyway.
Yes, indeed.
So how long ago did you start actually doing filming for this?
Our first interview was about 7 years ago.
So it's really a very long filmmaking process. How long has the film sort of been put together in its final product?
It has been a long process. As I said, filmmaking isn't my day job.
Sure.
So this was a passion project, nights and weekends, that sort of thing. We just finished it, just finished post-production, I would say, around October of last year, and we've been trying to approach festivals and community screenings since then.
So it is playing at the Tilled Film Festival, which is a trans film festival that we have in Melbourne. It's actually playing in Footscray, which happens to be my home suburb. So I have got my tickets.
Lovely.
I'm definitely getting down there. It's actually the opening night film, so that's a great sort of accolade for your film.
We're very honored to be the opening night film. We've been to a number of other festivals at this point, and we've had wonderful experiences without exception. But being the opening night film is quite an honor and something we're really looking forward to.
And you're actually heading over to for the film premiere yourself. Well, not premiere, but the film yourself.
Yes, I am. I've been trying to attend as many of the festivals as I can, and Melbourne has been really something I've been looking forward to a long time, as I've received a lot of support from the trans community in Melbourne in regards to the film.
Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing it. It is playing at the Tilled Film Festival at the Footscray Arts Centre. This film, the opening night on the 8th of November. You can get your tickets through Tilled, T-I-L-D-E, melbourne.com. So I hopefully get to meet you on the night, Kevin. I look forward to seeing the film and hopefully meeting you.
Looking forward to meeting you and to all the people in Melbourne that I have been corresponding with over social media.
Awesome. Thank you to Sonia Hammer for putting us together, and also for the Tilled community for putting also put us in connection. We had a sort of a multi-angled connection happening, so that was great.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us today, Kevin. I hope your journey over is quite uneventful and just a nice, easy fly. It is 6 a.m. for you, so I'm going to let you go back to bed.
Thank you very much. It was lovely speaking with you, and I'm looking forward to meeting you in person.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Kevin, filmmaker of Trans Geek. You're on Joy.
Thank you.
This is Geeks Out.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.